Je déclare ouverte la deuxième réunion du comité d'évaluation et d'accompagnement de l'accord politique.
Mr. Kampawi greeted participants with a brief speech in a renewed effort to end the five-year conflict.
Nos discussions devront s'attacher particulièrement à clarifier les questions.
He said there is still much left undone. National identification, disarmament, and army reunification, the three cornerstones of the peace process, are yet to be completed. The overall aim is a free and fair presidential election, or else. The meeting was attended by delegates from the government, including presidential spokesman Desiree Tagro, and from the rebel group New Forces, including Siddiqui Konate and Nouidakori Table. Ivorian President Laurent Gbagbo and rebel New Forces leader Guillaume Soro signed the Ouagadougou peace deal in March. It resulted in the rebel leader becoming prime minister. Presidential adviser Lambert Bahi says immense progress has been made in the 5 months since the treaty was signed.
Today, the country is peaceful. People travel everywhere they want. The mayors of the ex-DC zone are now back in their land. People are returning to their homes.
New Forces spokesman Sissy Sindhu says the rebels are committed to the peace deal and feel like positive change is taking place. But he says the identification process, which should provide undocumented Ivorians nationality and voting papers, is a priority and has not yet been done.
As far as the force movement is concerned, our determination is thorough as far as the identification is concerned. This is the reason why we bear arms, and I think we're not going to really back down from that point one.
Kissy Adjuman is the Africa analyst for the Lunch Risk Consultancy Group Global Insight. She says she fears Ivorian leaders will rush through with an election before the country is ready.
The fact that the president and Soro, neither of them are willing to say that, okay, we need to re-timetable this, it raises some concern, because what it looks like to me is that they're going to just soldier ahead, on the face of it say that the elections will occur, and fail to enfranchise the northerners, which obviously will just undermine the whole process.
She says if the issue of voter identification is not resolved before elections, security in the country may be compromised.
The rebels, they haven't all disarmed, and obviously central to their grievances is the fact that the northerners haven't been enfranchised. So we could see the militias again starting up their campaign, and we could see a descent into violence.
Mr. Bagbo's presidential mandate was originally supposed to end in October 2005, but his term has been extended twice through UN resolutions, as Ivory Coast remains split in two. Saleh Hennessy for VOA News, Dakar.